Hello, I'm Bill.
And my name is Nika.
Thanks for watching our previous series with Scott and Kendra on object-oriented programming in C#. This series is all about Link. So what is Link?
Yeah, so Link, it's in the name. It stands for Language Integrated Query. And the cool thing about Link is once you know Link, you can use it for any data structure. So you can use it for XML documentation, arrays, SQL databases. It's pretty sweet.
Collections, whatever.
Exactly.
Things not from Microsoft. Others can use it, right?
Yes. Cool.
All right. So let's look at this using try.net, which is a tool that we built that helps you explore different libraries in Link. So in the description, you're going to see a link to our .NET Try samples repo, which is the one I'm showing here. And in the README, there is the installation instructions to go ahead and get started with the .NET Core SDK and something called .NET Try, which is a .NET global tool. And all the instructions are right here.
Right. So first you need .NET Core SDK. And then once you have that, you can go ahead and clone the .NET Try samples off this GitHub repository.
And I've already done that. So we're going to start with the 101 link samples. And then you just have to run a tool called .NET, which you learned about in the earlier series, and then do .NET Try. And that's going to start up a new browser window for me with all of these wonderful link samples. And once it loads up the browser, we're going to get a new localhost window on our space. And there we have 101 link samples and our friendly .NET bot. And we're not going to run all these. These are crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Link is powerful. So let's start with one of the most common queries. Click the restriction operators link.
All right. So restriction operators, the where keyword. And so I get this window, and I've got a run button. So now when I click run, I get this other window that shows, here's the results from our query. So this query, if we look at, it's looking for lower numbers from num in numbers, like you say, just like SQL in some ways, where num is less than 5. That's kind of that restriction operator for where. And then we select the number.
Yeah, so let's change that to a list.
Right, so we said we could do this with anything. So I'm going to change that numbers to a new list event. I'm going to have to change it on this side. That was one of the things we learned about earlier in our object-oriented. That's the only change you have to make.
Yeah, so you don't have to change the query at all. It just worked, pretty much.
And then we'll just run it again, and once again, there we go. All right, so let's look at a couple others here.
So let's look at the properties of an object in the input sequence. So
okay, so if I take this very next one, we've got a list of products. So that's some object-oriented collection that we're building. And I'm looking at, with that where clause here, on anything where there's nothing in stock, right? So that should print everything that we've sold out. Those are the popular ones. And there, it's just looking at that same sequence, and it's printing out everything about that particular product. So what else can we do with this where method?
Let's look at the last page, which shows the syntax for a where clause.
Okay. So this one does look different.
Yeah, it's using a where method instead of the where keyword.
That's right. So this one uses a where method. It actually does the same thing that we saw in these other ones that we were doing with this where clause and a keyword. What's different is the language compiler says translates one into the other. And there's a slightly different feature here. If you look at this where clause, or this where method, we've got two different arguments. One is that index that says it's its position of that element in the sequence. So if we run this one, what we're going to see is, in addition to the strings up above that 0, 1, 2, 3 with the letters, it also knows the corresponding number, the number 0 and the number 1, and it's printing out any words that are shorter than the value. So like the number 6 printed out has fewer letters than 6, and so on and so forth. And that's everything with the where method.
Great. So let's look at that projections operator link right there.
Right there? All right. Now we're on to select. We kind of saw some of these, but I'm going to just do one quick. So if we look, I've got one here where we're taking things and numbers and I'm mapping from one to another. So our first select just grabbed everything from our input sequence. And here you can see I'm taking something from a numbers collection, and what I'm selecting is the corresponding string from another array. So select lets us project into some other collection. And that's what we see in a lot of just about every query. We'll see some kind of a where to filter something and some kind of a select to have some output sequence.
So that was an intro to Link, and we also showed you how to use our try.net tool, and we also showed you all of the 101 Link examples. And next, we're going to talk about the Link query syntax.
See you then.